Good morning, everyone. Wednesday, August 17. Big Sports Breakfast, Sky Sports Radio. A very good morning to you, wherever and however you are listening. And you heard the dulcet tones of JR, JB Rogers, back in the house here at Big Sports Breakfast Central Commentary Position. And we'll have a good catch-up with her after the 6:30 news this morning in about an hour's time and get the rundown on the trip and the success of spending 12 and a half hours on the stroke in the water, pup. Morning to you, mate.
Morning, boys. Morning to our listeners. Loz and I just sorting out our headphones. JR, what a freak. Unbelievable performance. I'm sure she got a few stories, but I can't even imagine the train, like the preparation for it, just to spend that amount of time in the water. Is not for me. And then swimming at night, the fear of sharks, freezing cold. No, thank you very much. Yeah. Better her than me.
With something of that endurance, like give me something for say 6 months, maybe max, to prepare for, like a marathon. Or when
on land where I can see what I'm doing and know what's under my feet, I'm more chance of trying that than middle of the ocean, pitch black, all I can think of is I think about sharks in the bath. So can you imagine me nighttime in the ocean? That's probably my greatest fear.
Mate, they're just toys, Kelsey Lee's toys.
I know. Don't worry, I'm checking. I check the pool before I dive in.
Loz, morning.
Morning, boys. I don't think I could have prepared for a English Channel swim. I'm flat out swimming 200 metres in an Olympics.
The Narc reckons he's got it covered. He reckons walking a park, the Narc. Like City to Surf,
City to Surf, yeah.
Very similar. Very similar. Mm. Not sure how, but very similar in his mind.
Yeah, it's not my go, boys. Mm. Certainly not mine.
Yeah, any good? Are you a good swimmer?
No. Okay. I'm a land person. Okay. Mm. When I swim, I use all upper body.
Don't use the kick?
I don't kick. Okay. Yeah, like if I swim, say 200 metres, I'd get out and I'd feel
heavy chest.
Heavy chest, yeah. Arms, like all shoulders.
Just arms. Bench press for an hour.
Like the legs, nothing. Little chicken legs.
Well, there you go.
Breaking news, fellas, from the UK, or from the Super League. And we mentioned this story at the end of yesterday's show. Corey Norman, who's playing for Toulouse over there in the UK Super League at the moment, has been found guilty of what is a grade F charge of contrary behaviour and had an 8-match ban given to him and a £500 fine. How do you get 8 matches and then just throw a £500 fine on it as well?
500,000 or 500?
£500.
$1,000?
Yes.
What?
And yet you get 8 weeks as well.
It should be $500,000. What is that? That's what the fine should be.
Administrational costs for the governing body or something. But that's for putting his finger basically around an opponent's backside. And Loz, when you look at the vision, it really looks like he just sort of, and his agent came out yesterday and said that, you know, it was an accident that his hand ended up in an unfortunate position. And I tend to sort of believe that and agree with that, but then he's getting up, sort of looks like he's having a chuckle.
I thought he must have known the guy.
Yeah,
and it was
mates.
A bit of a joke. Mm. It's not like the John Hoppawattie one where we all know what happened there, but this one seemed like he just sort of put his hand around. He shouldn't have done it, by the way, but I thought he must have known the guy and it was a bit of a joke between two people. But
you got up laughing, didn't he?
Yeah. And then he got called out, and then the next thing you know, he's been put on report, and he now faces 8 weeks on the sideline. And I don't know what was going through his head. You'd have to ask Corey, I didn't think it looked as bad as what I was expecting.
Okay, apparently Oliver Holmes, who plays for Warrington, was the person on the receiving end, the player on the receiving end, and apparently they were in a running battle during the game. So,
He hasn't. If he's meant that, then he deserves every bit of his 8 weeks. If he's actually done that on purpose, like what's his agent saying? That he didn't know his hand was there?
Well, yeah, just a bit of an accident. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so there you go. That's the breaking news from the UK. Also this morning, your old mate Ricky Stewart walks back into the Raiders HQ, 8 a.m.
Yeah, a big game. this weekend for the Raiders. They've got to win their remaining three to keep their season alive. But, yeah, Ricky would have done it tough at home the last 7 days. But he would have prepared himself to walk in there this morning and talk to his players and reassure them that he's okay and reassure everybody that we need to keep winning games of football if we want to play finals. The thing about the teams in front of the Raiders at the moment, they all play each other. So there is an opportunity there for the Raiders to sneak into the top eight. They haven't got the best for and against, but you know Ricky would have been proud of the way they played on the weekend, although the result towards the end of the game, or the play towards the end of the game, sorry, would have had him concerned. He would have been thinking, oh no, not again. The Faders are back in town, but they hung on. They did a good job, and now they move on to Newcastle this weekend. And with all the drama going on there at Newcastle, you would think that they will galvanise and come out and be hard to beat. So the Raiders have to travel to Newcastle. So while on paper it might look like an easy 2 points for Canberra, I don't think it will be, because I think the Knights will rally and show something this weekend.
Yeah, Stuart told Denny Widler on Nine News last night that says the whole incident is behind him now in regards to what happened in the post-match media conference of that game against the Panthers and his comments about Jamin Semin. He says he would have handled it differently. He added that he didn't need the week off, by the way, and that the Raiders should have won by more against the Dragons, which we spoke about obviously on Monday, Loz, that yes, they should have won by more, but we could feel it coming.
Oh, yeah, you could. But at the end of the day, they got the 2 points, or they get the 2 points, and they move forward, and they've got to take on Newcastle. And Newcastle are still dealing with the fallout from the Kalyn Ponga-Kurt Mann toilet incident. They had a press conference here yesterday with the general manager of footy, Peter Parr, talking about how they're unsure of what may happen at this stage. We're led to believe, though, that both players have been drug tested. So we'll get a bit more information in the next 24 hours what that test will reveal, whether it'll be positive or whether it'll be a negative. Or, you know, they're talking to the integrity unit about what happened inside the cubicle and what happened that night. But Kalyn Ponga, there's been questions about his leadership and whether that should be taken from him. The Newcastle Knights are saying that they're working through a process at the moment and there has been no decision made on the outcome of Kurt Mann and Kalyn Ponga. Although they have made a decision on Bradman Best and Anari Juwali because they are both being stood down for being late for a bus on Sunday morning.
There you go. So they're starting to just draw the line with some standards, it seems, there, Lots. Probably long overdue by the sounds
of it. Yeah, well, let's see if they do it with their biggest fish. Mm. Let's see if they've got the courage to do it with Ponga. It's okay to do it with the, you know, the lesser player or not the biggest fish in the team. If you want to set an example and create a culture, then do it with the heavy. That's how you set a standard. Mm. So, and again, even this, like, drug test them now. If it's, you know, if they have taken something, that substance could be out of their system in 24 hours. So doing a drug test 4 days later is a waste of time. You know, it comes back clear. What do? They go and say, yep, see, we weren't doing drugs in the toilet. They've done nothing wrong. Kalyn Ponga, we had 2 drinks, not 25 drinks. Play on. Like, this is why the public and the fans laugh, because they're like, mate, you're hiding information, or you're selling a story, or you're not telling the truth, or you think we're dumb. Like, yeah. Anyway, blah, blah, blah. Here I go.
Yep. Yeah, 3 days later they've been, I'm trying to think. Yeah. So Saturday was the indiscretion.
Yeah.
Sunday, yep, 3 days after.
So,
but the players reportedly maintain that, you know, essentially they've done nothing wrong.
Yeah. And again, that's the other thing. There's no camera in a toilet or in a cubicle. So, you know, you don't know what you don't know. Hmm. So at the end of the day, we can all assume, but innocent until proven guilty, I guess.
Test cricket tonight, Clarkey. England and South Africa. Over at Lord's.
Yep.
James Anderson, 40 years of age, playing in a test match.
Amazing.
Officially 40 years of age. But it'll be one just to keep an eye on, I guess, for us, considering we've got South Africa at home here this summer. They're top of the World Test Championship table at the moment as well. And naturally, we've got a series in England, an Ashes series in 12 months' time. So it'll be one just to keep an eye on for Aussies.
I think it's good to see Anderson and Broad back in that team, for sure. And like I've said before, I think playing in their own backyard, they're still very good and they should be selected. I don't think they're going to have the impact on overseas tours like they used to in the past. They're both bowling just a little bit slower. There's probably not as much movement out away from home. So, yeah, I would expect both of them to have success against South Africa over there and then also be a part of that Ashes series when Australia goes to England. I think it'd be very different. If England were coming here, then you might see someone like this. Might this could have been Anderson's last series. But with an Ashes series not far away in England, I think you'll see them take part in that as well. But, yeah, his record's phenomenal, Anderson, certainly in England. As good as any English bowler. So many wickets, class. Yeah, always tough to play against.
Fellas, an incredible four from grace for Brett Finch, obviously former footy player. Played for New South Wales, pled guilty yesterday to one count of sharing child abuse material. Six other charges were withdrawn. He's staring at up to 15 years in jail. That's the maximum penalty for the offence in which he was, well, the charge that he pled guilty with. 40 years of age, he blames drugs and mental health issues when sharing fantasies on an app, and he'll be sentenced next month.
Very much stunned. I sort of can't comprehend that he'd be doing something like that. But it, you know, it's not great. It's terrible, and you know he's pleaded guilty to it. I know his parents very well. Great people, Robert and Debbie, and Brett. You know he's fallen off a cliff. He has just gone downhill. And you know, I just can't get my head around why, how, what was going on inside his head. But I just can't explain it. But it's something that no one ever wants to see or ever wants to be a part of, and to be involved in it, it's terrible.
Yeah. Back page, Sydney Morning Herald. Ponga man drug tested as two Knights stood down. As Loz mentioned, more dramas there at the Knights yesterday. Bradman Best and Ari Tuala stood down for not meeting team standards. They were late for the team bus in Brisbane Sunday morning. And as for Kalyn Ponga and Kurt Mann, who we told to leave a toilet cubicle in Newcastle on Saturday evening, well, that investigation is now with the NRL Integrity Unit. And as Loz mentioned, they've been drug tested by the NRL. The results will remain confidential. Or, but if it is their second offence, I believe it's a 12-week suspension. So you would find out start of next year, considering those two players are essentially unavailable. Well, Kurt Mann could be back for the last round. He's got a quad injury at the moment. Kalyn Ponga not playing due to concussion. So you'd only have to look at the team lists early next year. If they were to be guilty of a second offence, I guess you'd be able to join the dots there. But as it stands, results will not be known. For the time being, the new director of football, Peter Parr, welcome to Newcastle, says just because it's not a good look, it doesn't immediately mean somebody has done something wrong. He also conceded, though, Parr, there's been a lack of leadership around the playing group at Newcastle, and that's plainly obvious.
Yeah, we said that yesterday. There was a lack of leadership, and I think by default, Kalyn being the best player ended up in that role. But they obviously need to bring strong leaders to that club, and it needs to start in the front office. And Peter Parr from the Cowboys is now down there, and I think he'll put his stamp on this football club. The other interesting thing for me yesterday was when he said, you know, he mightn't have, you know, he wasn't told that he couldn't drink, and, you know, no penalty yet has been given. I would have just assumed that even though you mightn't have had a directive not to drink, if you're medically not right to continue to play, and if your club has a rule that says injured players are not allowed to drink while recovering, what's the difference?
Yeah, well,
if you're being stood down because you're not medically fit to play, then you are treated like an injured player.
Injured player, yeah, definitely.
So you have broken the rule.
And as Clarkie mentioned, well, if they're going to rule a line under Bradman Best and Ari Tuala,
and if they're going to rule a line over Kurt Mann, who was drinking while he was injured, you've got to treat Kalyn in that 100%. Same boat.
Even if though any, he's been ruled harder, out. If anything harder, because he's their captain.
He's been ruled out for the season because of head injuries. So that to me is an injury. So you treat them all the same. Mm-hmm. Because if you've got, you know, a policy in your club, you're not allowed to drink while you're injured, well, Kalen falls under that category as well.
Some Sharks headlines on the back pages of the papers today as well. The Herald, Ron Measley is the headline here. How about this? Ronaldo Mulitalo. He lives on an allowance of $350 a week and the rest of his pay, it's controlled by his mum. It's invested into the running of, well, as the Herald says here, Team Ronaldo, support staff. He's got a mind coach, a dietitian, financial advisor. There you go. Oh, Clarkie's hot. Imagine, Clarkie, imagine you've been told. Your mum says to you, you're getting $250. I'm dealing with the rest.
That's what my mum used to do to my dad.
Good discipline. Well done, yeah. Team Ronaldo, and it will serve Ronaldo very well
maybe.
In the long run.
Who knows? Who knows where the family's investing? My mum used to look after my banking, not when I was 30, but she worked in the Commonwealth Bank for 30 years at teller, so she thought she knew everything about money, and she's the world's biggest tight ass. So she was, I think when it was time for me to take my banking over, I remember my mum ringing me and seeing a bill on my credit card statement, asked me what that was from. It was a night out. And she's like, where's this money gone? And I was like, excuse me? Okay, mum, I think we've worked out that it's time for me to look after my own money.
Yeah, but when your parents start getting your bank statements, that's a problem.
God.
That's a big problem.
Fraction scary, yeah. But, yeah. Oh, well, we're all on a budget, Middo.
That's it.
Just at what age do you give yourself your own budget rather than your mum or your dad giving it to you?
How did it work when Loz was 18?
Loz has still got it. It's gone from mum to wife.
Just moved from Canberra to Junee. From Junee to Canberra.
No, I wasted plenty in the early days. I burned through it.
Did you have to make
If I had money, everyone had money.
Yeah.
Make the few phone calls home. Dad.
I churned through plenty and then I had nothing. Mm. And looking back now, mum and dad had nothing either, but they were always...
They found a way.
Found a way to give you money to get you through. So I feel very lucky now when it's... Yeah, at the time when you're 18, 17, 18, 19, and you're earning not a lot of money, and if you do have a bit of money in your pocket, you're spending it as quick as you get it.
Because you don't want to miss out. The boys say we're meeting here tonight when you were 18, 19.
Yeah. And when you think
you're not missing out.
And when you think you've got a bit of money, you're carrying on like you're someone and you're spending it very fast, really quickly.
Yeah.
You know?
How much is he on? 300 a week.
350.
350 a week. There goes your phone bill.
I went to Harris Farm the other day. I bought about three things.
Yeah, there goes your fruit.
$75.
Mate, what a rip. Go to Parisi's.
What a
rip off. I know. I don't know.
Anyway,
good.
What a whinge about it too.
Good work. If he can live off 350, I like his thinking.
Yeah,
doing well.
Fits like a glove. Back page of the Daily Telegraph. I mean, Dean Bulldog Richie. Oh, he'll be happy with a back page today. I have a spring in his step when he walks in here.
I missed
at 7
the Bulldog.
O'clock.
Actually, I've missed him.
Well, he's coming up. Mm. The reality is, Craig will be here for 20 years, and the Cronulla chairman Steve Mace believes that.
Full support of the board already.
There you go. The reality is Craig will be here for 20 years is the direct quote from the Cronulla chairman.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Well, they could make the grand final this year.
So sign him on a 20-year contract then.
Fitzy's done an outstanding job. And I don't think he would want to hear that either.
Mate.
Because I think it was this year, Phil Gardner from the Knights said Adam O'Brien's going to be here for the next 10 years.
He meant 10 days.
And in the space of, 4 or 5 months, he looks like getting the sack.
Oh, God.
So you leave yourself open.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, Fitzy's done a great job, and I'm sure he'll be there a long time, and it's a story. I get that, and Bulldog would have been continually asking him how long is he going to be there, and then he's thrown out that, you know, the 20-year number. But I think, you know, Fitzy's done an outstanding job, and he will be there long term. You don't want to be saying 20 years.
I know it's going over the top, but there was something about that appointment and just looking at, you can just tell he has some sort of aura as a coach that, I don't know, I just always looked at it and thought he's going to be a long-time career coach and probably there at the Sharks for a long time.
Yeah.
I know it can all change.
Yeah, everything can change pretty quickly. Yeah. That's what I've learned.
I think everyone hopes that's the case.
Everyone hopes
well.
That's
yeah.
the case. Everyone
yeah.
wants to see young guys be very successful.
Definitely.
Everyone does. But you see how things can turn sour very quickly. We've seen it recently Yeah. We've seen it with Adam O'Brien. We've seen it with Anthony Seabold. We've seen it with Trent Barrett. We've seen it with Justin Holbrook. Yeah. You've just got to be able to be calm. And when you start to build your resume, not after 1 year, not after two, after five or six, then you can start talking about these coaches being there for a long period, because we all know things change very rapidly in this industry.
As of today, they're my grand finalists with Penrith. The Sharks.
Sharks. Jesus.
I'm just very happy with
Rocket Rod from now, or he'll be happy.
I'm very happy with my top four bet from the start.
Sharks v Panthers grand final.
As of today. That could change, Clarkie, in the next 4 weeks. Injuries, etc. Form. Some teams are coming, the Bunnies and the Roosters in particular.
What makes the Sharks more likely to make the GF than South or Melbourne, for example?
Just a very gritty team.
What's their run? What's their last three games like?
No, they got a good run home, the Sharks. Mm.
It's a big core. Shark GF.
Oh, they're as good a chance as any of the other remaining teams. I actually started to warm a little bit to, and I had them there at the start of the year, the Roosters.
Oh, they're coming. They are coming. Well, big time.
I looked at their team yesterday, and then I went through their injured list, and you know, they've got a number of players out injured, but they've got Lindsay Collins and Seiwa Takiaho to come back in. Look, you're going to have two good front rowers coming off their bench in a semi-final, and you look at their back line with the strike they got. Tedesco.
Who's going to want to play them?
Suwali, Akiri, Walker. Mate, they've got some serious power to come back into that footy team.
I've got them ahead of Souths at the moment.
Yeah, I probably would. In fact, I'd nearly have them as the, as my...
If we're talking finals.
Favourites to take on Penrith.
It's going to be a cracking final series. All of a sudden, many teams in the mix, which is great to see.
I agree.